And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I'm Kimpton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaus and Monique Donnelly. And this is our exposed segment with John and Mariana.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually going to keep T.D. Oakes in here with us, too, because we are going to further a conversation that we actually had a couple weeks ago regarding with our exposed, anybody that knows our exposed segment of Worship Factory. It's actually sexual education when it comes to worship and when it comes to creative arts and when it comes to that as far as that goes as well.
God,
what do we deal with?
You.
What's this about then, Mariana? What are we dealing with? What are
we
talking
basically,
about?
What I wanted to do is actually do a little recap from a couple weeks ago because it's been a while since we continued on this segment. And I think the whole topic of last time was, why is it good to wait? And what the big verse that we were talking about was 1 Corinthians 10:15.
Which says, I just happen to have a
there,
Bible.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Go ahead.
And it says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
So God won't tempt you any more than you can stand. There's always an exit sign.
Yep, a way of escape.
A way of escape. So meaning that, you know, when it comes to sexuality, God knows what's best for you. So don't take it into your own hands and think that, you know, I'm okay with this. I can handle this.
Well, you and I were just talking and you had an excellent point as far as creativity goes. A lot of times the mentality is, you know, just let your mind go, let there be no boundaries and just experiment and let your creative juices
let yourself
flow.
Experience
right.
the moment.
Which,
yeah.
which, you know, I don't know that it stands up to what Scripture says because God created us, knows what's best for us, and He wants us to have those boundaries and to live life freely within those boundaries. Hey, T.D., you have been, so I hear, a college leader for, 10 years?
Yeah, in Lexington, Kentucky, I worked with college and young adult ministry for over 10 years.
Okay, he's pretty hip. pretty hip.
And I'm sure you've come across these topics before, yes?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. And I think, you know, to track the kind of Worship Factory angle, too, is, you know, creatives tend to be more experience-oriented.
Expressive and more...
Yes, and I think we're more perhaps sensitive to that stuff and open to
experimental,
our feelings and you know, and being motivated from there. And so I think there is a huge opportunity for pitfall in this area, you know, and so I think to have our guard up and to be, I think it's just so critical to continue to build that relationship with God and continue to stay open to what it is He may be giving you as far as warning signs and having people that are speaking into your life and are able to help keep you on track.
And can I just point out that song that you played for us earlier, it totally is the answer to this topic.
Yeah.
Your lyric was, because, say it again, because I don't think these other two guys were in the room when you played it. It's what? Jesus?
You're all I need.
You're all I need.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally, spiritually, physically, God will meet our needs.
Now, does that mean that as a singer, as an actor, as a musician, that you have to keep yourself from experiencing these moments that can heighten your creativity? What does that mean? Does that mean that...
Again, I think Christ is the source of all new life, all creativity. If we continually submit to Him, He's gonna reveal Himself to us in new ways, and no drug, no, you know, relationship is gonna be as amazing as being in front of God and having His life, fresh life, spoken into our lives.
Wow. Say that to Christopher Nolan.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Take that.
Even on my ride here, I was listening to Rich Mullins. It's on, you know, we're coming up on the anniversary of his death on the 19th. And he has a line in Hold Me, Jesus, where he says, you know, surrender don't come natural for me. I'd rather fight you for what I don't really want than take what you give that I need.
Wow.
And I think that's such rich lyrics from Rich. But also, I mean, I think that speaks to this topic is so often we chase these things, which is kind of the same thing in the song that I played, that we think are going to satisfy us. And when we get those, it kind of falls through our hands like sand.
Yeah, it falls short.
It's not what we really want. And that's kind of the mirage of this world. Whereas, you know, God, Christ offers us something that really does feed our soul and gives us life and is a river of life, a river of creativity, a river of, you know, experience that really the world can't can't come even come close to you. And so often we get off track by the things that the world offers us. And
so then what do you say to an artist who's doing a music video and it's a little risque, or maybe an actor who's in rehearsal for a play and they're asking to do something suggestive? What do you say? Is that okay? Is it not okay? Is it, you know, dependent on the experience?
Go ahead.
I was going to say something I would like to play on that is a lot of young, like our age group, college kids that are in the creatives are always told, take any job. And then there comes a job that might compromise them. Mm-hmm. And so now they're at a point where, okay, I'm told if I really want to succeed, I have to take any job.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's something compromising. What do I do?
Okay, I will tell you. You have to know God's voice. It just comes down to that. It just comes down to, do you know God's voice? Because he will tell you. If you want truth, if you're seeking truth, it says, if we seek for wisdom and we ask without doubt, God will give us wisdom.
Yeah.
And if we don't know what God's voice sounds like or feels like, you know,
you
that's
won't
the
know
challenge.
The difference of, you know what, stand up for yourself and say, no, I can't do this. This isn't okay with me and what I believe. You won't know when that feeling comes along. You won't know when God's telling you that.
And again, you are listening to Worship Factory. This is the Exposed segment on KKLA 99.5. In here with T.D. Oakes.
Woo!
Who's, you know, helped out college kids my age for 10-plus years, when he looks like he's, you know, not too much older than me.
So. That's why. When you work with college kids, you stay young.
Say he had to start at like 10.
I got to work with newborns then.
Yeah, exactly.
And wearing a really cool shirt, too. Uh-huh. Is it People of the Second Chance?
People of the Second Chance, yeah.
Yeah, very cool. What's that all about?
It's all about grace and just extending, you know, just a second chance forgiveness to anybody and everybody.
Because everybody needs a second
chance.
That's
right. And then oftentimes we tend to judge instead of, you know, moving towards grace. Even with people, celebrities, people in the media that we want to just kind of ride off. And instead of saying, oh,
Preach.
You know what, maybe we should put ourselves in that situation or extend grace and forgiveness where, you know, our world and our culture around us is just heaping on, you know, it's so easy just to make fun of people and write people off. So.
No judgment.
Yes, I make fun of people a lot, actually, so I,
no!
I understand that. Like Monique.
You?
You know? Monique, have I ever made fun of you?
Never.
Have I ever made fun of your height or lack thereof?
Word.
I have never in my life made fun of this woman.
Sure, okay. Sure.
See, and the good thing about God is you can ask forgiveness when you lie. Like I just did. I can ask forgiveness. I'm good to go. You know, repent is the problem. Because
oh, my gosh.
Okay. So I'm going to back up 1 Corinthians 10, the verse we just read. The one before it is verse 12. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. So what does that mean, Mr. T.D. Oakes?
I think it means just that whole thing of pride. Like, let's, you know, continue to check yourself, continue to fight against this feeling of being overly confident and stable. And again, I think that happens a lot in community. That happens by staying in God's word. And like we've been talking about, staying sensitive to what it is he wants to speak into our lives.
Okay.
And
so
that's, you know what? That's so difficult with creative people, because as a creative person, you're told to be confident. You know, confident
to sell yourself
and to sell your image and to be that, you know, person who gets the job done. So when you have to check yourself and, I don't know.
Is that humbling?
Yeah, it's humbling. You got to be humbling.
Okay. Well, and we just talked about hearing God's voice.
Yeah.
There are actually lots of creative ways that God speaks to us. What are several ways that God speaks to us, T.D.?
Yeah, I mean, obviously through his word, through other people.
Through the scripture. Through other people.
Through creation. Yeah, I mean, through other writers.
So you mean listening to God's voice has to be a creative act on our part as well?
Yeah, it could be.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I wasn't listening. What'd you say?
Creativity comes in all different ways, especially for the creative.
Amen.
Especially for the creative. So he won't just come over and talk to you, you know, like.
And the thing is, when we finally listen and we finally you know, settle ourselves enough to kind of take in what God's telling us, there personally in my life has never been anything more fulfilling than to hear God's voice and that calm strength that comes with it when you're like, that's God and he's speaking to me, and he just confirmed it in a verse that I just read, and the guy on the radio just said that same verse, and I just got an email from my mom that had that verse on it, or whatever. It's amazing when we finally do go, okay, I'm going to listen to you, and God shows up. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, we're creative people, and definitely God has given us a passion to, you know, write or sing or direct or whatever it is that he's given us to do. But above all, we have to remember that that creativity comes from him, and to listen to that.
And again, this is the Exposed segment. So college kids, if you're out there listening, please get on our website.
Send us emails,
send us emails,
please.
Let us know topics you
we
want us to talk
to you.
Where can they email you at?
Oh,
worshipfactory.net.
Exactly. Exposed with an X.
Yes.
Exposed. At worshipfactory.net. Send us emails. Send us whatever you...
Tell me you like me more than Mariana. Anything like that. It's fine.
Get online. Get connected to worshipfactory.net for networking. It is a Facebook, Twitter type of thing that you can use out there, actually, for Christian creatives. It is very important for you to get connected and stay connected, especially as Christian, as you just heard on the Exposed segment, as Christian believers that are out there that wonder, especially being in the creative world, you are tempted all the time. The enemy wants nothing more than to bring you down or give you some sidetrack note rather than into the Word and what the Lord's direction is on your life. And we have been in studio with T.D. Oaks, which is actually the worship leader up at Mission Church. Anybody that's in Ventura, California, please go by the theater again. Where's it located again, T.D.?
Yeah, Century 16 Theater, just off the 101 on Johnson Drive in Ventura, 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning.
9:30 tomorrow. Don't miss
it.
Be
there.
And we are listening to worship.
Or be square.
Get connected. Stay connected. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much.
See ya.